Hi, I'm Katie Masouris, a security strategist with Microsoft. I am here with Alex, an independent security researcher from Sydney, Australia. Alex, thanks so much for coming to Blue Hat.
No problem.
Long way from Australia.
Yeah, long flight.
Very long flight. So what is it that you're talking about to our engineers here at Microsoft?
Well, my talk's entitled Web Browsers and Other Mistakes.
Browsers a mistake?
Okay. Some of the design decisions, especially with the design decisions of the web, could really be seen as mistakes. The idea of pulling content from everywhere, trying to share everything, while it's leading to some really interesting things with mashups, etc., it's creating a hell of a lot of problems as well. So, it seems more like a mistake that somehow just worked out okay than something that's been designed properly to work. I've just been talking about how web browsers have so much functionality in them, either that's just left over from the 90s when no one knows what they were doing, or things that just haven't been fixed, or really odd things in browsers that lead to things being exploitable, further than what we usually consider them to be, and other things like that.
So you're looking at it from, you know, from a perspective of how long have you been looking at browsers as mistakes? But basically, how long have you been doing this research?
Wow, no.
A couple of years, maybe?
Yeah, probably 2 years, maybe 1.5.
So. Right, so you're looking at it from the perspective, I think, of, you know, much more recent history,
right?
Yeah,
definitely much more recent history.
Yeah.
So I didn't really get the chance to play with anything earlier than IE6, and by the time I got to it, that was already being phased out anyway. But still, a lot of the relics from IE5 and IE6 are still in IE7 and IE8, and there are a lot of problems with those, obviously.
Right. Have you looked at other browsers, too, like Firefox or Opera?
Yeah, definitely. They don't seem to have the legacy issues that IE has. They have a whole host of other issues, but they don't seem to have those just mistakes that you think, what were they thinking? like, obviously, that they had reason to, because people had no idea what they were doing back then. Not the developers, Microsoft developers, I mean, like, web developers. Mm-hmm. When they were building sites, they put them together however they could, really. And the browsers had to do something to sort of make things work. Those things that are making things work and making them work for attackers as well.
Mm-hmm. So what kinds of things have you been able to find? What can you give, like, an example of something that...
The perfect example of this is Internet Explorer's content type sniffing. Whenever it gets a page from, or it gets a HTTP response from the web server, it sort of looks at the content type header that it gets, sort of takes that into consideration, then just guesses what it thinks it is.
So it takes a whiff and what it thinks it is, and then what does it do? It renders
it based on what it thinks it is, and pretty much ignores whatever the server said.
So what would you recommend instead?
Well, I'd recommend just following what the server says, because then people at least have a way to sort of say, yes, this content is this. This isn't really a problem with a lot of sites, but if you want to accept content from users, this becomes a huge problem, because you say you want to do image uploads or something similar. You send it to the browser as an image. Attacker gives you something which you send back, and the browser all of a sudden thinks it's actually HTML. Kind of a problem there when you have HTML executing JavaScript. Mm-hmm. Which the developers just thought were images.
Right. So this is a way that, you know, malicious people can embed, you know, malicious content and trick the browser, basically use the browser's own features to attack users.
Yeah. Removal of that really isn't an option, because there are still people relying on that functionality.
It's actually complicated at this point. It's complicated to fix it. Okay.
If it was a simple fix, it would have been gone ages ago.
Right.
I have that much faith in most browser teams, so it's... there are reasons it's not getting fixed, but it's still causing problems while it's not being fixed. Even workarounds for people who know that this issue exists, say, send another header saying, don't sniff this one, I'm absolutely sure this is what it is. That would also work, because then at least people who can protect, who know what they need to protect themselves, can. Mm-hmm. Because there's really not much hope for anyone who isn't looking at what they need to do at this stage.
I see. Okay, so it seems like there might be some kind of middle ground as we transition out of this these legacy-supported features into, you know, the modern age. There might be some way to improve.
Otherwise we've got big problems.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, you know, you can either look at it like there's, you know, there's some kind of transition that we can do or something we can do in the meantime.
Yeah.
And then, you know, until we get better. Or you could say, okay, whole hog, on this date, we will no longer support all of this and half the internet is broken if you didn't catch it. And nobody really wants that. But, you know, I mean, you know, stranger things have happened, right?
Yeah. So. But transitions could also be implemented much sooner than cutoffs.
Right.
So the much sooner we get any changes to this, the better.
Okay. Well, so is there anything that you know that the people out there building web applications can do besides build more secure web applications in general? But is there anything they can do to help mitigate this problem or to help hurry it along or hurry along the solution?
To this specific problem, there's not much. There's not even much guidance on this issue. There's a whole host of problems with it. I've rarely seen it done securely. It's a really tricky problem, and there definitely needs to be intervention from Internet Explorer team to make it go away. Really.
Mm-hmm.
So putting pressure on the Internet Explorer team to help them build secure applications would probably be the best start.
Well, that's actually part of why you're here.
Yeah.
Part of why we flew you so far from Australia was to give our executives and our engineers a look at what is still possible, you know, with these things in place. Because, you know, I'm sure they're making their decisions based on, you know, based on a lot of factors. And like you said, it's a complex problem. But I think it really helps when we have, you know, security researchers like you showing them, demonstrating them, you know, the dangers of keeping things, you know, even some of these things that are in there for backwards compatibility, keeping them in. It can still be dangerous. So hopefully, you know, Blue Hat is serving its intended purpose, and we've gotten through to the right folks. And I know you've been meeting with some of the IE security team here, so hopefully that's been good for all parties involved. And is there anything else that you wanted to add to last thoughts?
Not really.
Hi to your mom? No? Okay, some of the last researchers did give shouts to their moms, so I thought I'd offer you the same. Okay, well, thanks a lot for coming, and it's been really good having you.
Yeah.